Okay, let's do some live charting now. The market's a little bit shabby this morning.
Taking a punch.
What are we down? 68, down just down, over 1%. You
know, that yesterday's candle was one hell of a candle. I mean, that was
open on the high, closed on the low.
And
don't like that.
Right down, and basically we're sort of like trying to find where the support might be at the moment. I think we're sort of towards the 50-day moving average, which is around 65. 20.
You were talking 65.50, weren't you?
Yeah, 65.50 there. So that's the obvious support there. But yeah, obviously, at the moment, year-end rally looks a little bit of a distant prospect.
Well, I saw that the headline was Fed and rates basically to withdraw its commitment to low interest rates. And that was the reason, part of the reason for the FTSE collapsing this morning. But that's old news, isn't it?
It's old news, and also they say these things, but I don't think they're really, you know, I don't think they can do much, actually.
Right.
The debt, sovereign debt, is so big these days, it would be like a turkey voting for Christmas.
Right. Okay, well, we've got quite a few viewer requests this morning and a couple of old favourites. Let's start off with Tesco's, down 10% at the open. I've been bearish on this stock for as long as I can remember.
Well, I mean, it's just, I think the first thing, well, obviously these gaps to the downside, that one and that one,
profit
and then a
warning,
new one as
profit
well.
Warning.
You know, the pattern hasn't really changed. I think it's normally bearish when you can't get back even to the floor of the old gap, which we didn't do on those two situations. So, it's a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy in terms of every time the company announces something, do you want to be long?
Yep.
No, not really.
Well.
So new low today, 155. The old low was 164. So the only possible plus point here is that the shares close above 164, which was the October low, and that might be initial dead cat bounce.
Right. Okay, Royal Mail, stock of the year for you.
It's probably on sort of vying with Tesco.
Ghastly.
Miserable situations, but 388, the low in September, and that's sort of holding at the moment. So there's a possibility, not for this year, but maybe for next year, that there could be some sort of recovery if that's held.
Afron, AFR.
Another horror story, a slight rebound.
Just making new lows again.
Very oversold, but you know, do you really want to be long of an oil, anything to do with oil at the moment?
Yeah. Okay, let's have a look at Kibo, KIBO.
Stock of the sort of flavour of the month at the moment.
We interviewed these guys, didn't we?
We interviewed them yesterday. They were sort of 7.5p. Today they hit 12p at the best. Looks like we're probably near the top for the time being, given that the RSI is 97 out of 100, which you hardly ever see. But obviously, in this situation, we've had a first gap here. There could be more.
Okay. MSMN.
Yeah, an oil stock which I'm hoping might sort of bottom out a bit. Looking encouraging above the 50-day average, maybe to go back to 25, but still, obviously, the sector has its issues.
Okay, AFCR.
Another stock which could be making a floor. As you can see here, four times it's bounced towards the half pence area. So if you are an aggressive trader, maybe this is one to look at.
Okay, and let's have a quick look at the S&P, just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, back to the sort of support area, 2050 key now, really. Above 2050, we could still get to 2150, but that is looking a little bit ropey now. So.
Okay. Finally, I don't normally do this. Got an email first thing this morning from a man in the racing world, all right? He has told me 240 Fontwell, Mr. Fickle, we should have a few pounds on that. Not done the trade yet, but I'm going to have a couple of quid on that today. There you go.
Good luck.
That's your moosey bonus.
Yeah.
Right, Zach Mir, PR Master Investor. Let's wrap up the live market roundup. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be back with Craig Drake, the Head of Institutional Research at FX Street. We'll be straight back. Thank you.